The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere, throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. When John Pridmore was here, I believe I shared with the 6:30 Mass goers that privately he told me about his mother's struggle with depression for over 40 years. And she tried everything to be set free. And finally she hears about a conference called Unbound, and she attends. And the priest invokes the Holy Spirit, is praying with her, and he says, "Is there any unforgiveness in your heart?" He said, "I'd ask you to close your eyes, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you if there's anything remaining, is there someone you have not yet forgiven?" And she has these memories from childhood in relation to her dad. She forgives her dad and the rejection that she felt from him. And John Pridmore shared with me, he said, "Father, she hasn't struggled with depression in 4 years. So I started recommending this book. I just read the book Unbound, the conference that this woman attended. And I do it in homilies. I'd spoken of it. So I have people contact me who listen to my homilies. So this one lady comes and meets with me. And she says, "Father, I struggle with anxiety terribly. I'm a great worrier. I also have jealousy. You know, I'm constantly comparing myself to other women. I'm a people pleaser. You know, what is this?" And so I have her renounce all those spirits. Jealousy, people pleasing, worry, anxiety. And then we just have casual conversation. I said, "You know, what's the big deal if you don't do such and such?" She said, "Father, I don't want to fail." I go, "Oh my gosh." I said, "Can you reject the spirit of failure?" And she hesitates. And she can hardly get the words out. From the time she was a little girl, she felt like she would only be loved if she was successful. And so she had this terrible fear of failure that held her bound. A guy shared with me, he said he was preparing to do these deliverance prayers through the Unbound method. And he said, "Father, I'd struggled with lust for decades." And he said, "You know, everything I tried, I could not overcome it." He said, "So I start to talk to this priest, and in the midst of our conversation, I just break down sobbing. And I said, 'Father, I hate myself. Why am I like this? Why can't I change?'" And when he had regained composure, the priest looked at him and he says, "You hate yourself." And he said, "Father, I've never said that before. I've never even thought it." The lust came from self-hatred. It was a mechanism to feed that emptiness, which would only lead to further hatred of self. And that's what he had to be set free from. Our Lord Jesus Christ can set people free when they are possessed by demons. That is rare. But so many of us, myself included, there are strongholds in us, deceptions, lies that we've been told that oftentimes are buried deep in our subconscious, maybe even are so old that we're not even aware of them whatsoever. And our Lord comes to set us free. And sometimes it means renouncing those spirits. "You're not going to have authority over me anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, I reject you." But it might also mean invoking the Holy Spirit. "Holy Spirit, reveal to me what is it that holds me back from being free in Christ." If you've not read the book Unbound, I highly recommend it. I'm working through Neil Lozano's second book for Catholics entitled Resisting the Devil. Both are excellent.